The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
A summer month.
What's happening?
So, what'd it be?
Wow.
What'd it be like? What'd it be?
I'm a bee.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to Disneyland.
You better be careful how you talk.
Today is Sunday, August 13th. Can you believe it? Gosh darn, it'll be at the end of the year pretty quick. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, but my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host.
Are you sure about that?
Pretty sure.
Well, I don't know.
Yeah.
Good morning, everybody.
And the kid that rocks around the clock faster than speeding internet connection more powerful than high-speed download, 10th degree black belt ram, Cyber Dave Johnson!
Good morning.
And without a hitch. Did you notice?
Good morning to you.
Not even a hitch.
Yep. I mean, give it time.
I'll stumble over my tongue for sure.
Now you will. You know how that goes.
our producer is Christine, not Liam today.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
She's got that Ukrainian voice. I'm not sure. It gives me goosebumps. Or We're brought to you by Julie Foster.
I am a pig.
What? Oh, shut up. You had to say that, didn't you? You had to say that. Just couldn't stop yourself.
But
There's an old joke that goes with that. It's an inside joke, and I'm not telling it. So let's move on.
Just talk to me later, everybody. I'll let everybody know. No, I'm just teasing.
Well, I'll tell the story. So here's the story. When I was a kid, I grew up around a lot of Russians.
Russians, yeah.
My best friend was Russian. And you married one.
Yeah, I married one.
Anyway, he was trying to, when we were, 12 years old, he was trying to teach us, he says, you got to come over and meet my parents, you know, and I said, okay, and he says, well, and you have to speak Russian, they don't speak English, you know, and so you have to say hello in Russian, and he says, to say hello, he says, you say, Здравствуйте, я свинья. Now, she's cracking up there in the booth.
Of course she is.
She knows what that means. And I was like, I was totally innocent. I was like, hey, how you doing? Well, what that means in Russian is, hello, I'm a pig. And I was the brunt of that joke, and I didn't find out for a while, but his mom goes, Tony! She knew what had happened. Anyway, that's the joke. So, we're brought to you by, excuse me. Judy Foster, Allstate, see? Allstate Insurance Agent, down 810 Main Street, Red Bluff. Her phone number down there is 530-527-5534. She's the best and will take care of all your insurance needs. Luke Pearson Construction, Custom Homes and Excavating, 530-605-9575. He's licensed and bonded. And we also have...
Crackmaster! You can trust that they will take care of your windshield. They're in great hands with Jeff Wurst over there on Market Street. He has over 30 years of experience in windshield repair, and he guarantees his work. So, you know, he's the only one within about 500 miles that you can have this done, from my understanding. So if you have anything going on with your windshield, give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373. He's located at 3208 East Market Street.
Yep. And shout out to Big O and Jay and the gang over there, Big O Tires. Let's see. Let's get her.
I have one thing to say before we move on.
Do you have an announcement?
I do. They mentioned it on the show earlier, and most people do know that we laid to rest Commander Gibson this last week. He was a great and wonderful person. He just did so much for the community, but again.
Yeah, I'm sorry I couldn't attend yesterday. I had a doctor's appointment that I couldn't miss. I'd already canceled it once, and it was pretty sudden notice on it. So.
And we want to reach out and, you know, and let them know about Mary Lou, you know, send her a card or maybe make contact with the family if you knew him. But he was a wonderful guy. And we will surely miss him, that's for sure.
He was a true patriot, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes, he was. He was always at the tea party.
Yeah, way back
always,
in the
way
day.
Way back I, in the
yeah,
day.
Was, every meeting.
Yeah, so with that.
All right, very good. So moving right along here, I want to talk. Well, we should start out with some comedy, I guess, before we talk about the Biden impeachment article.
Isn't that part of the comedy hour?
Well, it kind of is at this point, you know, with everything that's going on with Trump and the impeachment and the prosecutions, this politically motivated crap, you know, and people have a hard time discerning between being prosecuted politically with no evidence and actually being prosecuted with evidence and not using the evidence to prosecute you. And that's kind of what's going on here. I mean, Biden and Son have been the DOJ should have filed something a long time ago on this, and he's obviously in the tank, and we got the prosecutors on Trump's side obviously in the tank of this new special prosecutor. I think the only reason they appointed him, because he's obviously in the tank as well, is that then now he can actually protect the investigation from being up, because that's the old line, right? Oh, it's under investigation, so you can't subpoena any of the records.
I think that's exactly what it was.
Yeah, there's no question. Because all of a sudden they come out with it, and boom, all of a sudden they got a special prosecutor. Mm-hmm. And this guy's got a track record that's, you know, it's ridiculous. The guy that's prosecuting now was also in on the Lois Lerner deal. He was the attorney in on the Lois Lerner
targeting. Exactly, Weiss or whatever was his name now.
Yeah, exactly. So, anyway, let's open up with JP here. This is our next move is to digital currency. I think this is good, and then we'll come back to the Biden crime family here. Hold on.
Maybe.
Hold on. We got no sound. Do we got sound in there? Hold on. Maybe it's me. Hold on. Let me see. It's
Let's try.
Let's try again. Here we go. Here's JP.
I'm getting pretty excited about the impending doom of CBDCs. CBDCs are those new draft picks of teen LGBTQIA+. Shockingly not. It's central bank digital currency. It's coming whether you like it or not. Personally, I like it. That definitely doesn't sound like a part of a globalist takeover. What are central bank digital currencies? Well, you know how people love cryptocurrencies because they're decentralized and they give people complete control of their money?
Yeah.
Well, CBDCs are like cryptocurrency, but instead of being decentralized, they're as centralized as you can possibly get.
Oh, so it's like cryptocurrency in the sense that it's the complete opposite of it.
Yes. And is your digital currency controlled by blockchain technology so nobody can mess with it?
No, it'll be controlled by the Federal Reserve so the government can always mess with it.
That sounds amazing. Way better than crypto where everything is decentralized and you're the steward of your own money. And I assume CBDCs will be backed by gold, making them a digital representation of something of actual value? No, CBDCs are backed by the U.S. dollar, which is not backed by gold.
I have directed Secretary Connolly to suspend temporarily the convertibility of the dollar into gold or other reserve assets.
So CBDCs are backed with nothing of value, which is also backed with nothing of value.
Exactly.
Do you know what a pyramid scheme is? Absolutely not, but I'm really excited to go along with digital currencies. I mean, you're really talking me into them. Oh, and get this. You know how cryptocurrencies can be really volatile, where the value of them can go up and down? A lot of uncertainty?
Yes.
Well, digital currencies are better than that because the government will control them, and they're always doing things to devalue the U.S. dollar, which means your digital currencies will do nothing but go down, which gives you certainty. So no more stress about the volatility of cryptocurrencies. Now, with this centralization of money that you speak of, does this mean that the government can monitor all your financial transactions? No, it doesn't mean the government can monitor your financial transactions. It means the government will monitor your financial transactions. Well, I guess that's a good thing, and, you know, if that's just all they do.
Well...
Oh, it sounds like they'll be doing more than that.
Yep.
Can't wait to hear what else.
Yeah, with CBDCs in place, it also means they'll be able to freeze your account or adjust your balance at any time.
Preventing you from using your own money and even taking your money from you?
Yeah.
I see how that could have a lot of upside.
Yeah, just imagine how it could reduce domestic terrorism by punishing parents who speak up at school board meetings.
You don't think your son should be doing a reassignment sculpting surgery during art class? Well, your funds are frozen, terrorist. And we're taking a little something for our effort.
It could also help prevent people from trying to destroy our democracy by exercising the right to free speech.
Implementing CBDCs will no doubt be what saves our democracy. This system could also get our elections back on track by punishing people who vote for the wrong candidate.
That would be helpful.
And I assume the World Economic Forum is probably against CBDCs?
No, they're for them.
Oh my gosh, I am surprised by that.
Yeah, the WEF says that CBDCs will be the safest digital asset available for the general public.
They'll do anything to make us safer.
They also say that CBDCs are a risk-free form of money that'll be guaranteed by the state.
Yeah, well, we've already covered that there's no risks with CBDCs. They eliminate the people that are the risks.
And the WEF says that CBDCs will improve financial inclusion.
Anything done in the name of inclusion always works out super well.
He just drank 100%
of the time.
There's a CBDC in place.
Oh, it's definitely coming.
Then instead of me having to control my own money, the government will control it for me, so I won't have to.
Yes!
However, for you to call it your money is a bit arrogant.
Yeah.
Remember how the World Economic Forum says you'll own nothing and be happy about it?
Yeah.
And people are like, that sounds crazy. How would I end up owning nothing? Well, CBDCs are how that happens.
Great.
Now, I just posted a page off the Federal Reserve Board of Governors page, New York Fed, and it's titled on June 23rd, 2021, What is Programmable Money? So, you know, we're not just pulling a rabbit out of our hat here. No plebe at all. And we have a caller, I guess, so let's...
Oh, do we? We've got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
Are you there, Nick?
Are you there, Nick? Hello?
Evidently, Nick. That took too long.
Are you on the line, Nick?
I'm here. Hey, you guys were just talking about Jack Smith and them indicting Trump for January 6th.
Yep.
And that opens up discovery where he can bring out all the things the other courts turned away for not having standing.
Right.
How are they going to get out of that?
Well, that's a good question because I think Jack Smith stepped in it. And how they're going to get out of it is exactly what they've been doing, destroying the evidence. You know,
well, they've already done some of that.
Yep.
But I'll tell you how they could get out of it. Drop the charges.
Well, there is that, but do you, you know, that maybe.
That's just a thought I wanted to share with you.
Well, I mean, these guys, it's all about trying to get Trump put in jail or delay the process or you know, skew the election, and none of it's working. And you know, it's criminal and a felony to destroy the evidence and the records of the congressional records. So, you know, I think these people are getting desperate. If Trump gets back in and he doesn't prosecute everybody in sight, well, he can't prosecute everybody, but he can appoint somebody who actually will uphold the law.
Well, you know, it's going to be interesting because they know they've stepped in it and they've got to figure out a way to get out of it. And they're probably going to censor all the evidence, not let us see what's going on, come up with some phony judgments, and move on. There's nothing to see here. Michelle Obama's your president now.
Well, either that or Gavin Gruesome Newsom.
I saw a deal last night. I predicted it a couple months ago. I saw a deal yesterday, this guy suggesting that's what's going to happen.
I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. I don't think any of them can beat Trump because I'm looking at a poll right now here that says Americans not fooled. Two-thirds of Americans believe that the 2020 election was rigged. The feds incited January 6th, and the Bidens are a crime family. So that's 62% of the American people. That's two-thirds.
Yeah, But they're going to put Kathy Darling Allen in charge of the national elections, and you know how that's going to turn out.
It's actually 65% the Rasmussen poll.
Have a great day, you guys.
All right, thanks for calling in.
So, yeah, I mean, I got 65 on one poll and Rasmussen, then we got 62 on another. So.
But you can't always go by polls, but I agree. The people are starting to wake up and see. I mean, it's like
it's because of alternative media sources.
Exactly.
Does anybody listen to any mainstream news and believe any of it? Well, I guess there's a few people, but not, you know, if you're a moron or so ideologically driven that you don't check on anything and we just take it at face value because we're told.
Well, it's getting to the point they can't hide it anymore. And more people are pushing the information out, like you say, on media, on internet and everything, and they're seeing. They're starting to question it. Even that some of the people on the left are going, whoa, wait a minute. This isn't what we signed up for,
It's like Trump. Okay, so, somebody asked him in a Des Moines, Iowa rally, I guess he did on Saturday, if he's going to take a plea deal, you know. And his response is, this is a response that should have been mainstream. Did anybody see this on any news outlets that are mainstream out there? Let me know if you did. But here's his actual response from the airport. Okay, here we go. We ready? All right, here we go.
Take a plea deal? Is there any
Florida delegation? Is there, to your governor?
Is there any chance you take a plea deal in Georgia?
We did nothing wrong. We don't ever take a plea deal.
Yes, sir.
We don't take plea deals. It's a wise guy question.
Are you going to change
it? It's a wise guy. We don't take plea deals because I did nothing wrong. It's called election interference. You know what that is? Because these indictments were brought out by Biden, who can't even put two sentences together. This is Joe Biden, because he can't win the election by himself. He can't win the election based on votes. So what they did is they got the Attorney General to do it. And then you see how stupid they acted yesterday with the appointment of the special counsel. Call it special counsel. And what a crazy thing that was. And it's being laughed at all over the world. The fact is that we have a country that's in serious trouble. We have a country that's in major decline. I don't mean decline. I mean major decline. And we're going to straighten it out. This group and a lot of people just like this group, we're going to straighten it out, and we're going to make America great again. So wise guy. Thank you very much, everybody.
So, you know, whether you are pro-Trump or anti-Trump, that's news, isn't it?
Well, you would think.
Isn't that news? I mean, isn't that something that should have been reported? But no, they don't want to report any of that because, the things that aren't being reported are the things that should be being reported. So we don't have any journalists anymore. What we have is a bunch of propagandists and people that are reporting everything but the news, distractions. I mean, the UFO thing comes out. Whatever happened to that? I guess
that kind of went away.
Yeah, it's funny how they just distract you. Here, chase this little Lawrence ball, you know. And so here's another one about COVID-19. And then I'll get back to the Biden crime family. So this is Ron Johnson. This is Senator Ron Johnson. And this was on, it was actually Fox, Maria Bartiromo's program, which, you know, again, take it with a grain of salt, but this should have been on all news outlets. And he's talking about how COVID-19 was pre-planned by an elite group of people planning for our loss of freedom. That couldn't happen, could it?
Oh, well, yeah, that's all over in the social media on the Internet about how they planned this.
It's not like there's no evidence. I guess if you're listening to CNN, there's no evidence because they never report any of the evidence that ever happens, you know. So I wanted to play this little clip, and this is Senator Ron Johnson articulating the belief that COVID-19 pandemic was pre-planned by an elite group of people. Now, the reason I think that that's important, whether it was pre-planned by these guys or not, is in order for – you have to come to a conclusion. If these elections are rigged, if there's this big, huge machine going after Trump, and there's these corporate guys that are manipulating the money, and you got the Federal Reserve, you got to come to the conclusion that this is a huge, powerful group. If they are controlling all of this, or it's either just an accident, and this is all unrelated stuff, or there's a group of people that are controlling it all, whether it's Bill Gates or Davos or
right.
Klaus Schwab or the World Economic Forum or the heads of the Federal Reserve. I don't know. You know, the
certainly,
guy,
I would not advise anybody to look into Event 201 that took place on October
19th. Well, you know, it's interesting that you brought that up because Ron Johnson brings it up in this clip.
Huh, weird.
Yeah, weird.
Well, here's a headline for you. The Great COVID-19 Lie Machine Stanford University Project concluded with Fed social media to censor misinformation to set the tone for the Biden misinformation
it's like a fact checker on Facebook now. Anytime they check the facts, you can almost guarantee that that's probably the truth because their information, when they call it disinformation or misinformation, it's probably the truth because the guys that are spewing the misinformation or the misdirection or the crap are the mainstream. And I guess we got a caller. Let's go to our caller before
we do. We've got Richard on the line. Good morning, Richard.
Yeah, this is Dick.
Oh, hi, Dick.
You know, I'm a member of the California Rifle Pistol Association, and right now I'm having to listen to your program because I'm at the Anderson Fairgrounds. There's a gun show going on here, and we have a booth here, and we'd like to have you drop by and see us. We like to get more members in our group here because the California Rifle Pistol Association are the ones that constantly fighting your battle to keep the Second Amendment from alive and keep the constant attacks that loony left in Sacramento provide for it. But if we have a booth here, we also have a gun giveaway. We're only selling 100 tickets, and there's only $20. And when you buy a ticket, you get a folding knife free with every ticket. And like I said, we're only selling 100 tickets. We have a few of them left, but we sold out before the end of the day. You don't have to be there to win. And the raffle, it's not a raffle, it's a chance to win a gun. But the drawing's going to be this afternoon when all the tickets are sold. And let's see what else. I guess that's about it. And I still have three tickets for that rifle that they're going to give away on the 19th for the fundraiser for the Reading Grains. It's a Ruger American chambered 6.5 Creedmoor. Comes with a scope, a sling, and a card case. And I still have three tickets. I'll be here all afternoon at the Anderson Fairgrounds at the gun show.
Thanks.
All right, so you're at the fairgrounds in Anderson?
I'm here right now. I haven't been listening to the program. I'm just calling in. But anyway.
All right. Thanks for the call, Dick. We appreciate it. Dick.
So it's at Anderson District Fairgrounds.
Anyway.
And I'm not sure how long it's going on today, but if you can, pop down there and see.
All right, let's get to our clip. This comes from, I got this clip off Real Politics, but it's me. It's Maria Bartiromo's show. Let's listen to what Ron Johnson had to say. Senator
Ron
Johnson.
But what are you going to do about it? What can you do about it? Because the censorship does not stop there. I mean, they are in the White House creating their narrative and running with it, whether it has to do with Trump, whether it has to do with Biden and the money he's taken in, whether it has to do with COVID. We learned this morning that the FDA is now saying that it's okay to take ivermectin if you have COVID. I mean, Senator, I remember talking with you repeatedly during COVID about your upset that they were trying to cancel you because you were talking to doctors to try to find out the right ways to treat COVID without having to get too many boosters and COVID shots. I remember I took ivermectin, and, you know, it was hard to do because initially the pharmacist wanted to report my doctor, and he didn't want to, you know, I mean, I had to, like, it was hard to find my doctor to finally, address this and prescribe ivermectin. He did. My COVID was gone in a day when I took ivermectin. And now, 3 years later, the FDA says, oh, yeah, that's fine. Take ivermectin. What?
Yeah, Marie, you know the doctors I've been dealing with and talking to for years now. They believe that probably hundreds of thousands of Americans lost their lives because they were denied early treatment. And they were denied it because the FDA sabotaged, for example, ivermectin. And they said, come on, y'all, you're not a cow, you're not a horse. You know, this is supposedly horse medicine. No, this is a Nobel Prize-winning medicine that could have saved hundreds of thousands of lives. It did save many, many lives because people, you did have doctors with the courage to and the compassion to actually treat patients using it and putting at risk their medical license. But, you know, fortunately, you say, what can we do? Well, you know, we do have reporters like yourself, like John Solomon, other people that have the courage to report the truth against the mainstream media and against the narrative. But that's the only way this is going to be solved, is we need the truth to be exposed. We need more Americans to listen to the truth, to be exposed to the truth, to pull their heads out of the sand, quite honestly, open up their eyes and understand what is happening in this country. We are going down a very dangerous path, but it's a path that is being laid out and planned by an elite group of people that want to take total control over our lives. And that's what they're doing bit by bit. They do it by increasing massive government spending, increase in size of government, takeover of the WHO. These amendments that are coming up that are going to be voted on in 2024 on the WHO are frightening, and they really risk taking away all of our sovereignty. People have to awaken to the dangers of the moment.
I mean, it's just extraordinary to me that, the government was working with social media to amplify lies and suppress truth and has been doing so repeatedly. I mean, you know, we just saw the Facebook story, the Twitter files, all of the time, all the way government officials from the CDC, the FBI, you know, CIA, 1,000 people, according to the reporters working on the Twitter files, worked with social media to amplify lies and suppress truth. Why couldn't the American people know that, you know, there were other alternatives to treat COVID? Why can't the American people know that there were side effects with the vaccine?
This is all pre-planned by an elite group of people. That's what I'm talking about. Event 201 that occurred in late 2019 prior to the rest of us knowing about this pandemic. Again, this is very concerning in terms of what has happened, what is happening, what continues to be planned for our loss of freedom. Again, it needs to be exposed, but unfortunately, there are very few people, even in Congress, that are willing to take a look at this. They all push the vaccine. They don't want to, be made aware of the fact that the vaccines might have caused injuries, might have caused death. But, so many people just simply don't want to admit they were wrong, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure that they're not proven wrong. We're up against a very powerful group of people here, Maria.
Yeah, and they are loud, the loudest ones in the room on social media. They cancel people. They attack you for trying to search for the truth. And some people get scared, and they don't want to deal with this kind of scrutiny. Let me move on to foreign policy, another mess. The U.S. has reportedly reached a deal with Iran.
We'll stop there, but I want to just say, and then let's go to a break. The Event 201 is a pandemic preparedness event that was hosted in 2019 by the World Health Organization, Gates Foundation, and John Hopkins University, and has been repeatedly cited by conspiracy theorists as a practice run for COVID-19. And that's funny how all the conspiracy theorists are now conspiracy factoids, but
because it's true.
Let's go to a break here. This is an oldie from the vault, and then we'll come back.
All right.
Just one quick thing on that. So that preparedness thing took place on October 19th, 2019. The very first cases of the COVID pandemic, when you look it up, took place on December 2019. Interesting stuff.
Yeah.
Wow, imagine that. And with that, we will go to a break, and we'll be back in about 3.
Yeah, come on, all you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. He's got himself in a terrible jam. Way down yonder in Vietnam. So put down your book, pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, like a two, like a three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gate. Let's move fast. The old big chance has come at last. Gotta go out, get those reds. The only good commie is one that's dead. And you know the peace can only be won when the going of all the kingdom come. And it's 1, 2, 3. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. Next stop is Vietnam. And it's 5, 6, 7. Open up the pearly gate.
Bob the drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Imagine a 34-year-old single mother leaving a full-time job to open a home care agency out of her dining room. Hi, this is Sharon Clark, CEO of Home Helpers, and that was my choice 19 years ago, and what a ride it has been. I was proudly my agency's first caregiver in August of 2004. Since then, Home Helpers has supported 2,500 families, employed 1,300 caregivers, moved 3 offices, and won numerous awards. Personally, our staff provided services for my aging grandparents, allowing them to stay at home in their final years. Home Helpers continues to thrive as Reading's leader in home care. Thank you to our wonderful community for championing my vision so many years ago. Thank you to the dedicated caregivers, past and present, for your compassion and professionalism. And thank you to the families who entrusted us with caring for your loved ones. Our services range from meal preparation to bathing assistance to transitioning home from the hospital. Learn more at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. 19 years and counting. Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love leads you home.
Streams are swollen, keep them doggies rolling, roll hard. Rain and wind and weather, hell bent for leather, wishing my gal was by my side. All the things I'm missing, good bills, love and kissing, are waiting at the end of my ride.
That's going back a little bit.
From the Blues Brothers, that's Dan Aykroyd and John Belushi. Couple of things. Country Joe and the Fish, the Vietnam song. Interesting how things have changed. It used to be that the liberals, the left wing, and the communists were against the war. Now, they're for the war. It's funny how things have just flipped, flopped. It's crazy.
Not really, because when you look at that side, that's what they've done all along. It's like, you know, one day they say one thing, and the, you know, in a week it becomes something else. It becomes total opposite, always with them.
Garbage in, garbage out. Whatever information you're given, if it's not true, will lead you down the path. That's why the truth is important to understand, and facts are important. And these people that are running around that have no facts or evidence or anything, you know, they can't even understand the difference between Biden and all the evidence that's stacked up against him as far as this, and we're going to go into a little bit of that. They can't even understand. They just think it's tit for tat from him and Trump, although they can't seem to grasp it. They've been trying to get Trump for, what, 4 or 5 years now?
Yeah.
6 years? And they haven't even got him because it's really hard to produce evidence when there is none.
Well, you, unless you manufacture it,
you just keep,
then it
you
doesn't
just keep
work,
lying
you know?
About it.
Yeah.
You just keep making it up. Yeah. Oh, he, first it was the pee-pee hoax, and then it was the, oh, the Russian collusion, and then it was, I can't even remember, there's so many hoaxes and lies, and yeah, Adam Schiff sat there and lied in Congress. They had hard evidence. They never could produce any of it. It's like, at what point in time do you go, these guys are liars, but now we've got bank records, 26 shell companies, all, I mean, come on, at what point in time do you have to go, well, maybe there's a problem here.
Well, see, that's the difference. Is usually in order to charge somebody, you have the evidence first, then you charge them, not charge them and then manufacture the evidence. I mean, that's not the way it's supposed to work.
Well, sure. That's how it works in Stalin back in the day.
Yeah,
they find a person and they try to figure out what the crime is.
Exactly.
Yes.
I mean, that's what they've been doing for 5 years.
So here's a clip from Dan Bongino.
Just 1 second. I have one.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
One right here on the Russia collusion thing that just came out on August 7th. From Colin Rogg, new FBI agent Charles McGonnell, who investigated Donald Trump for colluding with Russia, is set to plead guilty for colluding with Russia. McGonnell, who is a key figure in the Trump-Russia hoax investigation, will be pleading guilty after being accused of illegally working with a Russian oligarch. The ex-FBI agent was indicted in January for money laundering and violating U.S. sanctions by working on behalf of Russian billionaire Oleg Deripaska. And McGonnell is also getting tried in Deripaska off of the United States sanctions list.
So I guess when you actually collude with the Russians, that's okay. Yeah. So if you're on the right side of the team. So let's play this clip from Dan Bongino, and it kind of hits home what we're talking about here a little bit. Here we go.
Media actually did their job. Brilliant work by Bill D'Agostino, took the Trump cuts, applied them to Biden, cut it off. This is exactly what a story would look like. If this guy, if Joe Biden, were in fact a Republican, then the election would have been different, too, if they would cover this guy honestly. Take a look at this.
President Biden may have been caught up in an influence peddling scheme involving his son, Hunter.
You have someone close to a politician selling access, potential access, to the president of the United States.
When Biden was vice president, his son Hunter was given a high-paying position on the board of Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company. Sources allege Hunter was selling access to his father, which is known as influence peddling.
He goes to Ukraine, he makes hooks up with these people, they pay him a lot of money.
This is selling access, selling influence. I know the president, therefore pay me money.
A system of direct presidential influence peddling unrivaled in modern American politics.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
I don't know. Probably not.
Shortly after, then Vice President Biden threatened to withhold money to Ukraine unless that country's government fired Viktor Shokin, a prosecutor who was investigating Burisma, the company where Hunter Biden worked.
I look, I said, we're leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a got fired.
Biden claimed he wanted Shokin fired due to concerns about corruption. But legal experts say that doesn't pass the smell test.
This dedicated, heartfelt corruption buster. I mean, they really led with that? Does anyone believe that for a second?
Even if he was, it wouldn't excuse the fact that he withheld the money and put in danger our national security and that of Ukraine, an ally.
Is the president taking bribes, for instance, seems like squarely the kind of thing that you want to know.
You could imagine a president taking bribes to end an investigation. Of course, that's against the law.
That's an impeachable offense. Our founders used the words high crimes and misdemeanors. This Ukraine situation is exactly that.
Freaking genius, man. Bill D'Agostino, genius. That the election would have been totally different. And Donald Trump is absolutely correct to throw the penalty flag, to throw the red flag, and ask for a review on the field over this election and everything that happened. And what's happening? They're trying to put him in jail for it, to shut him down. So they want to do it again. That's why. That's what honest media coverage would have looked like. That's the CBS report cut up with media hacks talking about Trump, not Biden. And yet he did exactly Biden what they accused Trump of. Listen, do me a favor. Don't let this beat you down. I've told you this a couple times, and I've seen it start to spread around True Social and Twitter. It's not bad enough yet theory. Folks, it pains me to say this, but right as you're about to give up, and it gets really terrible, you're going to see everything's going to change. I've seen it. I've spoken about this. Listen to me, please.
So I'm going to stop it there. This reminds me of Josie Wells, you know, when they're getting attacked by the Indians. And he says, just when you think you're about to lose, you got to get mean. I mean, real mean. Deep down mean.
That was a good scene.
So, but couple of takeaways. Number one, this is classic criminality where they project everything on to the other people, exactly what they're doing. Name one thing here that they've accused Trump of that Biden hasn't been caught with his hand in the cookie jar on, whether it's collusion, bribery, Ukrainian, Russian, all of it. Everything that they're doing, they're pointing it at somebody else. It's just like I watched a clip with him the other day, and they're talking about, Trump doing this, and he says, they asked him about his problem, and he goes, well, no, you should be talking about Trump, you know? And
yeah, you're not supposed to look at that part of it. No, don't look at Joe over here doing all this stuff.
So this is all classic projection. This is a total criminal psychology. Unbelievable. It's like when you're a little kid and, you're standing there and you're about to get a switch put on you for doing something wrong, and what do? If it's you and your brother, your brother points at you.
You and you point at your brother. It was him. I'm telling you, Dad, it was him. It wasn't me.
So another thing that we should take away from that is I think that this is all about Obama, too. And that's another reason that they're defending this, is because if you listen to the end of that clip where he's talking about getting the money, and the guy says, well, you're not getting the money. And unless you fire the prosecutor, and then, well, son of a, and then at the end of that clip, if you watch the whole clip, they say, well, you're not the president. And he says, call him. Well, who was the president? It was President Obama. And he wasn't in on the deal. He didn't know about it.
Of course not.
No one seems to be bringing that up. The fact is that he had to know, because if they told him that, they're not going to get the money because the president's going to have to sign it off, and he's not going to sign it off unless I tell him it's okay, that kind of means he's in on it, doesn't it? I mean, that's two and two and four every time. He had to know if he was going to sign off on the money going, because the vice president at that point doesn't have the power to do that. It's the president has to sign off that $1 million going to the Ukraine.
Well, it doesn't mean that he has two brain cells to put together. And
they impeached Trump for asking about the phone calls.
Right. Yeah, which phone calls? The phone calls that they're talking about right now of Biden and the Biden crime family colluding with the Ukrainians and getting bribed and putting him on the board of Burisma and all the, and what do we have? The $30 million and how many 20 bank accounts and we got we've got bank accounts, we got bank records and what you got 26 or 29 whatever it is LLC companies. Now I've been in business for a long time. Why would anybody have 30 or 28 or 25 LLCs? Why would you?
For me and not for thee.
Well, because there's no reason to if you're a legitimate business. If you're a legitimate business selling something, number one, you got a product or a service. Hunter didn't know deadly about, oil.
Sam Bankman-Friedman. He basically is a name that should be synonymous with, you've got the people over here, Madoff. Okay, kind of seems like it, but yet we're not going to turn around and associate with that because he gave a whole bunch of Democrats a whole bunch of money.
A lot of money. That's where most of the money went, was to the Democrats through Ukraine, and then came back to support everything that they're doing.
And why is it all these guys' names always seem to tell the picture? You got Bankman-Friedman. Madoff.
Sam's parents are through Stanford, I believe. His mom was a professor at Stanford. It's all tied together with the universities. Just saying, when you start following the money.
Because
the money comes over from China and stuff to the universities.
So I've got several articles. This is one from The Federalist. Eight Joe Biden scandals inside Hunter Biden's MacBook. The corporate media has just admitted this is legitimate. And those eight scandals are pay to play in Ukraine. China gets in the game. Moscow, Kazakhstan, and more. So all of this has been, they're admitting. Ukrainians firing of the prosecutor and Burisma, and this goes on and on. Obama,
but they don't
Biden,
mention any of that. They just want us to send more money over there to Ukraine, and they never talk about the labs or what they're doing with the money, where's the money going, what's it funding.
Well, my point is this. My point is this. When do you need, how many crimes do you need? How much evidence do you need? Well, if unless this is completely corrupted and your DOJ and your whole department of, you know, 51 guys in the FBI and the CIA and your the Department of Justice, if nobody is even going to look at this, what, with all of this evidence, whoa. I guess we do have a sizable, powerful group of people.
You think that we have some corruption going on?
And it's disgusting. When you look at what they're doing right now, so right now we sell the F-22s to a lot of other nations. We don't give the F-16 to any of the other nations because it's shielded on every side. It has some of the best radar capabilities out of any of our planes, and yet now we're talking about sending this to Ukraine. That means we still got to train these pilots on them. They still got to go over and do all of those different things, and that's just going to end up escalating all these tensions more. You've got the Polish, which are now setting up on the border and setting tanks on the border, and instead of actually taking care of their people with all the money and all the things that we're sending them, they're building roads. They're building industrial projects. You wouldn't generally do that in a time of war. You'd think, hey, let's spend the money, let's spend the time, let's spend the manpower on taking care of our troops and our people on the front lines. So recently there was a situation with Zelensky where he ended up sending a whole bunch of these men to their death over a minefield, and it went about as you could expect. People died, and it was a massacre. And then it looked really bad on Zelensky. And then Zelensky said, okay, well now we're just, instead of doing that, we're just going to take the fight to them and start sending these drones into Moscow and do that. This is quickly devolving into a long, drawn-out war that nobody wants. Nobody wants any of this. The people want to go back to normal. The people want to not deal with all this crap. A lot of it's because pressures that our president in our country put on this country by adding in all kinds of labs and crap like that and making these deals and saying we're going to become part of UN and putting our guns over there. That'd be like if China ended up putting guns in Mexico. That's exactly what it would be like. Do you think we would stand for that? I don't think we would.
I have some homework for everybody out there who's interested that thinks that, you know, they might want to look into some of these crimes and verify them. You can go to BidenCrimes.com. This is a Marco Polo site. And they have a copy of the laptop there. And they've done a report that actually documents 459 verifiable violations of state and federal laws and regulations on just the laptop. See, that's
and
why
charges are being brought? Yes,
It depends on who's in charge, whether charges are being brought. So you can go look, and they've sent this report to everybody in Congress. Everybody in Congress has this. So the subpoenas under this investigation, money laundering, all of it, okay, so, how come the mainstream media is not interested in that? How come the mainstream media has downplayed the laptop? How come the mainstream media, how come the Democrats don't want to have anything to do with the laptop? How come the DOJ doesn't want to prosecute?
Because they want you to all focus on how bad Trump is. Look at what Trump did, even though he didn't do it. They want to keep you busy over here so that they can keep doing the crimes that they're doing over on the other side.
What Trump did was start revealing the deep state.
He's a threat.
He's a threat to these people.
Yes, he is.
He's a threat to this money. He's a threat to the establishment. And that's really it in a nutshell. He started doing things that weren't controlled by these people. You know, he's the only president in recent history that kept us out of going to war.
Mm-hmm. The peace accords, that was big.
I'm telling you, can go.
We're almost going to war now. We're pretty much there.
You can go with instance after instance, no matter how abrasive he is, no matter what he says, of him operating in policy in the benefit of America and its people. And that's what our president is supposed to do. Now, if Trump did something wrong, I'm there. I'm good with that. Let's go after it. But they haven't found any evidence, but they ignore everything on the Bidens. I mean, and then we went from, he doesn't know anything, he never talks to his businesses, to now, well, he talks to his associates, but he never talks about businesses. He didn't know anything about Hunter's laptop, that's a lie. Really?
And Hunter never called him during any meetings or anything and got the big guy on the phone, right?
Yeah, and we didn't find any cocaine in the house either.
Even though they got a recording of it and everything,
now we know,
you know.
We know for a fact now that the Secret Service and Joe Biden know who did it.
Well, of course they've known all along. How could they not?
Well, it's just funny how that's not coming out.
Well, it's not that big of a deal. It doesn't have Trump next to it.
No, well, we shouldn't be investigating Trump for that, because I'm sure that
I'm sure Trump had something to do with that.
So those are our things. Now, I guess we have time. Do we have time for the special report? I wanted to get that in.
Yeah, we got. It's about 4 minutes.
Okay, so let's get the special report in. I got it keyed up here. And are we ready to fly?
Good day. This is your Shasta Lake Town Hall News Brief. We have 5 briefs to inform you on today. Without further ado, let's get right into it. The group Save Gateway Committee has ended its months-long recall effort against Gateway School Board members Lindsay and Elias Haynes. The controversial board members had come under fire after their vote to oust District Superintendent Jim Harrell shortly after taking office as one of their stated reasons. In announcing their decision to discontinue the recall petition, the group cited the short timeline left to gather signatures, with only about 10 days remaining until the deadline to submit over 2,000 signatures. They will now focus on efforts supporting qualified candidates in the upcoming November board elections. One Gateway parent emphasized the need for effective leadership and oversight in the embattled district going forwards. Next, developers K2 Development and Redding Rancheria Tribe recently secured $24 million in state funding for a major downtown Shasta Lake project. The planned $50 million development called Cascade Village will span both sides of Shasta Dam Boulevard and add 49 new housing units plus commercial space. Supporters say Cascade Village will finally give Shasta Lake a true downtown while honoring local history. However, the Winnemem2 tribe has criticized the project, pointing out the historical ties to the land prior to dam construction. Not all have welcomed the coming changes. Shifting focus, a new analysis of vote discrepancies in California's 2022 Senate primary have raised credible concerns over potential election fraud. Comparing partial and full-term contests featuring nearly identical candidates, 7 contenders mysteriously lost over 1 million votes between them. Yet, current Senator Alex Petella only saw a negligible difference of 15,000 votes between the twin races. Experts have called this highly improbable statistically, while some minor voter confusion could account for modest variances. Losing 41% of the votes defies logic and demands investigation. Faith in our electoral system depends on variable integrity regardless of party or outcome. Locally, the Shasta County Board of Education recently debated censoring member Arthur Gorman over alleged harassment of a transgender Gateway Unified parent. While declining to censor, the board did affirm that the professional conduct standards apply to them. The situation sparked heated debate as the community weighed in on the issues of rights and responsibilities. Finally, some Shasta County residents have requested independent oversight of the upcoming recall signature validation process. They cite past irregularities within the Register of Voters office as justification, with options including separate verification or monitoring. This comes as the deadline nears for petitions to recall Lindsay and Elias Haynes from the Gateway Board. Ensuring accurate signature counts is critical, particularly when given the narrow margins involved. But above all, transparent and lawful electoral procedures must be elevated over partisan policies. This concludes our local update. Please subscribe to Town Hall News at 420 on X to receive more community coverage and commentary. We thank you for listening and look forward to our next edition.
Well, there you have it.
Yeah.
That's our new star.
Yeah.
Kind of like our old star. We just polished him up a little bit.
And there's more to come. That's going to... right now, it's a weekly thing. It may end up being more than weekly.
So we've... I've got so... You know what's funny is I get so many news stories coming at me so fast.
We all do when you're on other media. It's really like, holy crap.
It's really hard to separate out the ones that you want to cover because some of them are just... distractions. It's bubble gum for the mind, you know, and some of them are really important, and some of them, you know, you're trying to decide what's going to be the best thing to get out in our time frames and so forth. So it's really a chore because there's so much information overload, but a lot of it is complete disinformation or things that don't matter. You know, where that's the whole Hollywood thing too. Oh, gee, you know, Kim Kardashian is getting her toenails done this week. You know, oh my God, things are really, people are upset. You know, it's like, what? You know, that kind of crap.
Yeah, but if you go on the other side of it, about how much corruption and evil there is, you get overloaded, whether it's Hollywood or wherever it is. I mean, that what's being exposed for evilness is gigantic.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's Hollywood, it's everywhere with what's going on.
Bubblegum for the mind, it looks like Skittles is trying to get the Bud Light treatment. We can cover that when we come back.
Oh, well, there's so much of that. We have a guest in the studio when we come back, and we'll go over a few of that, and then we'll see. I think we're at the top of the hour.
From the White House, you see. And I knew damn well that I shouldn't have agreed to come and talk politics for the weekend.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Long delay in his federal trial on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election. White House correspondent Greg Clexton has more.
After special counsel Jack Smith proposed a trial start date of this coming January, Trump lawyers asked for the trial to begin in April of 2026. That would be nearly a year and a half after the 2024 election. The former president's legal team cited a massive amount of paperwork they have to review and scheduling conflicts with Trump's other criminal cases. U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan is expected to set at least a tentative trial date during a court hearing at the end of this month. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Denmark's prime minister says it will donate 19 F-16 fighter jets to Ukraine. This follows a similar offer from the Netherlands. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky calls the move an important motivation for his country's forces. China's government skipping giving an update on a politically sensitive spike in the unemployment amongst young people, as official data show an economic slump in China deepening in July.
The central bank unexpectedly cut a key interest rate in a sign of growing official urgency about shoring up China's economic growth that fell sharply in the 3 months ending in June. Youth unemployment has become sensitive after a survey in June found a record 21.3% of potential urban workers aged 16 to 24 couldn't find work. China Statistics Bureau says reporting of unemployment by age group would be suspended while the agency considers how it measures data.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Tropical Storm Hillary, no longer a hurricane, but still packing a wallop as forecasters watch it moving on to Mexico's Baja Peninsula. Heavy rains forecast. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You'll hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids. No matter where you are, call now.
800-583-0141.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and Yelp and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-583-0141. That's 800-583-0141. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
General Motors Cruise Autonomous Vehicle Unit has agreed to cut its fleet of San Francisco robo-taxis in half as authorities investigate two recent crashes in that city.
The California Department of Motor Vehicles asked for the reduction after a cruise vehicle without a human driver collided with an emergency vehicle on Thursday. The DMV said cruise will have no more than 50 driverless vehicles in operation during the day and 150 in operation at night. The development comes just over a week after regulators allowed cruise and Google spinoff Waymo to operate autonomous robo-taxis throughout San Francisco at all hours. Cruise said its robo-taxi identified the emergency vehicle and braked at an intersection with limited visibility but could not avoid a crash. I'm Julie Walker.
News and analysis at townhall.com. UBS is going to be paying the government $1.4 billion to settle the last lingering legal case over Wall Street's role in the housing bubble in the early 2000s.
The Swiss bank agreed to pay a civil penalty over how it handled the sale of 40 mortgage-backed securities issued in 2006 and 2007. The settlement argues that UBS bankers gave false and misleading statements about the health of the mortgages in those bonds to the buyers. The dubious statements were in violation of federal securities law.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, August the 20th, and some notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including flamboyant boxing promoter Don King. He's 92 years old today. Rock singer Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin turned 75. Actress-singer Demi Lovato has 31 candles on her cake. And Connie Chung, the broadcaster, is 77. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Sidewalk, carjacking old lady at a red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cut out a cop, spit in his face, scope on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think it's tough. Well, try that in a small town, see how far you make it down.
Back. I guess we could play that for a while we're setting up.
Yeah, that's being played a lot these days.
Yeah, no doubt about
people
it.
People are all...
Well, we wanted to get the new Tom McDonald out, but I didn't even see it until Dave showed it to me today when we came into the studio. So we'll try to get that up at some point here soon. If not today, we'll get it next week for sure.
Oh, yeah? That's a good one.
We have a guest in the studio with us. We've got Greg Grandel. And he's a former coach for 30 years from West Valley High.
Yes, sir.
All you people probably know him from out in that area. And he's got an organization he's working with, Hard Place Communities, and there's going to be a crab feed, Justin Crab, the first annual Justin Crab Feed.
Justice.
Oh, Justice Crab. Yeah. I got it written down wrong. Justice Crab Feed, and maybe you can tell us what this is about. This is about human trafficking and kids and so forth.
Yeah,
You know.
You want the backstory?
Yeah, give us the backstory and tell us what's going on here.
So I'd coached many years, and a friend of mine who's a pastor asked me, "Hey, I want to take you to Cambodia and visit with a team there." And I, a team? I'm a coach, so I'm thinking a team, what, a soccer team or what kind of team?
Right.
No, he's a team of people fighting against human sex trafficking. There's investigators, there's kids clubs, there's coaches, there's they provide daycare, and they get to know kids on a personal basis and find out what's happening, and a lot of times what's happening is sex trafficking. So he said, we want to go visit this team. Under the umbrella, their ministry is called the Hard Place Community. So I took the trip in February, And I don't know how many people out there have seen Sound of Freedom, but, you know, that gives you a good idea of what I saw and what we saw on the ground in Cambodia, in two cities, Siem Reap and Phnom Penh.
Wow.
And when you go, you know, you're going to just be an encouragement to the team, supporting them. Our church and many other churches give, obviously, give money. But when I talked to the leaders of the teams out there, they were really appreciative of us coming all that way to encourage them in the fight. And so I fell in love, obviously, with those working hard. And then, of course, the kids, seeing kids on the street was really hard to see. We actually had an outreach in Siem Reap, which is a city in Cambodia, and 40 kids came to a soccer event at 2 in the morning.
Wow.
There's no systems for kids being, there's no curfew. So kids are out and they are vulnerable.
Pretty much on their own is what it sounds like.
Pretty much. They're either really, they're very, not either, they are vulnerable, but they're also sent by their parents because it's there's a lot of poverty. So, I mean, that's the thing. We try to educate also that you're being lied to. Your children are not being used for an advertisement. They're not being used for this or that. They're being trafficked in the sex industry.
Well, we're seeing a lot of that. I mean, after the Sound of Freedom came out, I think people's awareness is starting to become a lot more, you know, people are, I hate to say awake, or well, they're not woke, because, but they're becoming awake. And right. So,
well, I don't think people realize how big of a business it really is and what it involves until that movie came out.
Right.
And then more and more people are starting to, whether it's out of Hollywood or like Co-Chair or there's other organizations stepping up and saying, no, it's a big business.
Right.
You know, and it's everywhere.
You can't believe it. You know, you say, you hear about it and think, well, that's probably a very small pocket
right.
of some really evil people. But, I mean, when you look at, when you watch the movie and they give you a quote that it's a $150 billion business.
It's hard to, it's really hard to wrap your mind around that because we all have a, you know, a feeling of that we reflect upon what we know, you know, and that doesn't necessarily mean that's what it is. And,
right.
So we, there are some, and we were just talking about it in the last hour. There's some, a group of people out there that are powerful and evil.
Oh, yeah.
And you have to come to that conclusion on, from so many different ways that we're seeing things happen in this world.
Right.
That if you don't, I think you're naive. So,
the movie took 5 years to get to the air
because of Disney.
Yeah.
I know. I mean, and
well, that's because Disney bought Fox and was trying to squash it. Yeah, that's
but
for sure.
The fact is that Disney used to be the, I mean, we watched, you know, Walt Disney every Sunday at 7 o'clock for years and years and years, and it was like icon of family wholesome entertainment.
Right.
What happened?
But I want to go back to the movie. You said big business, 150 billion or whatever, million, whatever it is. Two, after seeing that movie, a lot of it disturbed me, but we didn't realize that we, meaning the United States, is the biggest factor in that equation. That's quite disturbing because when you stop and think about sex trafficking and children, you think, oh, yeah, it's in Cambodia or wherever, and it doesn't come over to the United States. No, that's where they're all coming to. It's here. It's coming to our country.
We're the biggest customers.
Exactly. That's very disturbing.
It's worldwide, I guess. And, I mean, the old saying is that in order for evil to prosper, all it takes is good men do nothing. And
yeah, but we're the biggest consumers.
Well, again, I mean, it's a worldwide problem.
Yeah.
You know,
this broke right here in 2019, and this is from the ABC article. I've had this story, and this was a hot mic moment. On ABC from one of the reporters. I've had this story for 3 years. I've had the interview with Virginia Roberts. In 2020, anchor said in the video, we would not put it on the air. First of all, I was told, who's Jeffrey Epstein? No one knows who that is. It's a stupid story. This reasoning sounds familiar to the one excuses Ronan Fellow claims in the book Catch and Kill, the NBC News, and used to push back on the reporting of Harvey Weinstein, per Faro, whose story about Weinstein alleged sexual assault ultimately ran the New Yorker and earned him a Pulitzer Prize. Now, Rubark also added that the Buckingham Palace pressured the network to drop the story because the underage sex abuse accusations leveled against Epstein's pal, Prince Andrew. We were so afraid that we wouldn't be able to interview Kate and Will. It also quashed the story. It's unbelievable what we had. They were sitting on the story for 3 years of Jeffrey Epstein, the same story that now we're still talking about, and they knew it all. And that's ABC, folks, and the same people that had this movie that they left unreleased for 5 years. You really got to ask the question.
So where? So you went to Cambodia yourself?
I went to Cambodia with my pastor and one other person.
And what did you find there?
Well, we found some great people that were, many of them, former sex trafficked kids that have grown up and they're in a battle to save kids. Hmm. You know, there's safe houses, there's community centers for young kids. They have no money, so if a parent gets a job, they'll leave small children just in the house
at home
and lock them in, and
because they don't have
hope
choice.
They're okay, right, when they get back. So they provide daycare. They have investigative night teams that follow and track pedophiles, and then go through the process of incarceration.
I think incarceration is not my punishment that I would dish out.
I know how that is. I mean, our goal is just to get the kids, you know. We'll leave that other stuff up to the authorities. But like in the movie, I mean, that guy was a police officer that went in the movie to rescue a couple of kids. But our the money that we're going to raise for this in this event that we're doing on October 21st, we'll go to Cambodia, the Cambodian team, developing a team in Madagascar. If you watch the movie, Madagascar is exactly what you're seeing in the movie. There's an island. And then in Reading, we have a team of Hard Place Community, a team in Reading that is fighting against prostitution.
Well, that was my next question. Yeah. Is the fact is that, yeah, I mean, I want to help the world, but I want to help our. I mean,
right.
It sounds like we're the biggest problem to begin with. Yeah. Why are we not focusing on here the most?
Right, right. Well, that's a good question. You know, people say, hey, a lot of this money is going to go across the world, and I say, yeah, because there's kids there that need help.
Right.
We do have a team in Reading that's growing. We're growing a team here. Seems like when this movie came out and then we began to talk a lot about the crab feed, we're finding out more things happening here in our own town that we have to battle against. I know law enforcement has done a good job here recently with some of these spots that are doing some prostitution and that kind of thing, so we're excited about that. We want to support those teams.
I was going to say, when I first started, because I study this a lot, it's really got me. But anyway, that I was like that. Why are we helping the kids in other countries when we have it in our own backyard? Mm-hmm. And then the more I think about it and the more I process, it also helps us helping them because they're not coming over. If you start cutting the head off of the snake, so to speak, mm-hmm. there, then you can start exposing what's going on here a lot easier. So, you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I understand, yeah, we got to keep some of the money here, and there's a lot going on. But if we're the biggest consumer of the product, and the product isn't coming over.
Mm-hmm. I think you got to cut the head off the elites that are promoting this thing. At the end of the day, we can do everything, but if we don't go after the Prince Andrews and the Jeffrey Epsteins and the people that were, you know, where's his list?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's Jeffrey Epstein's list? How come nobody went after that? You know, we got all this other stuff, but nobody knows whose list. They, of course they know.
We have it. Right. I mean, you can actually go online and you can look at the list and you can see everybody who's involved.
You got the flight logs, all that. I think, and I'm not saying that what you're doing is not the thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that if you want to stop this thing, you got to put some of the consumers in jail. And the consumers are the guys that are putting out the money. And especially in America, there's an elite group of people here that seem to be untouchable at this point.
Yeah,
and that's where we need to go.
Well, and it goes way up the ladder.
I mean,
it goes all the way to the top. You start talking about it. It goes all the way to the top with this stuff. When you start researching it, you find out
well,
that where
example.
Yeah.
J.P. Morgan Chase was running the bank account for Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Jamie Dimon, the biggest yeah. bank in the world, is running the checking account for Jeffrey Epstein, and nobody says anything. Prince Andrew, you know, royalty. Now, he's been kind of ostracized because that's not the kind of the laundry that you want to air out in public, but... Well, I'll tell you what; those are the guys that I want to go after.
you know, I know your heart, and I felt some of that frustration. But and on the plane ride home, those thoughts were in my head. You know, what do I do? Do I go back home to the U.S. and get a cool T-shirt, and I'm a cool guy that went over and helped a team, or what can I do? And I thought of a story. I don't know if I have time to share a little story about a starfish. Have you heard the one about the starfish?
Splitting and...
There's a boy throwing starfish into the ocean that have washed up onto the sea. And elderly guy's walking the surf there, the beach, comes up to the little boy and says, "What are you doing, son?" And the little boy says, "Well, if I don't... The surface put the starfish way up high on the surf, and if I don't get them in the ocean, they'll dry out and die." The man looked around and said, "There's thousands of starfish out here, son." And the little boy goes, "I know." And he goes, "It just won't make a difference. You know, there's too many." And the boy looked at the man looked at the boy, and the boy reached down through a starfish in the ocean and says, "Matters of that one." So, you know, what can I do? There's a lot going on here.
Yeah.
Like you're saying,
right.
There's evil at the top, there's mm-hmm. evil in the middle, and there's evil at the bottom.
Yep.
So what do we do? You know, I think, you know, a good friend of mine, Woody, from the barbershop in Cottonwood said, you know, if we just save one kid, you know, it's worth it.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree with that totally. Yeah.
So you got an event coming up in October, a crab feed?
Yeah, I was a football coach at West Valley, and we did a lot of crab feeds. I've done 20. So you're
a crab feed kind of guy.
Well, I know how to do it. I don't even like crab, to be honest.
Oh, really?
I love crab.
Yeah, but anyway.
But it works.
I know that people love crab.
Yeah, exactly.
And so I have some experience. I know how to run it. I know how to do well. You know, we did really well in my high school for a great cause, kids playing football.
Right.
But this is, I think, the greatest cause of our day. And we're going to do our best to make some money to help the teams. To give you a good example about the American dollar in a foreign country, I mean, the one investigator that was a soccer coach befriends soccer kids and then finds out, you know, what's going on in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're doing okay. Sometimes they're trafficked. And then he gets people to help the kids that are trafficked and gets investigators on it. But he could work for Hard Place Community in Cambodia and do well and be full-time on the street for $10,000 American dollars a year.
Wow.
You know, so sadly, the money goes further there than it does here.
Yeah, that's starting to change. Don't get me started on the dollar.
Yeah. That's a whole nother can of worms.
Yep.
Real quick, but anyway.
In addition to the crowd feed, this, for instance, is going out live to 5 different places. It's going all around the world. If anybody wants to help who can't attend the crab feed, is there a place that they can send the money, donations? What
yes, they could donate to Justice 180.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just now getting, you know, the Venmo's thing set up. We just opened the account. They could send checks to our bank or to me, or they can wait a few. I mean, we should be able to people pay for tickets with a Visa and send money to us electronically like next week. So I could get information.
That would be great.
I've run down a couple of websites. I got Hard Places Community or Hard Places, thehardplaces.org.
Mm-hmm.
The Hard Places, all one, .org. And then they're on Facebook as well, the Hard Places Community. So you can get more information there as well on what is going on.
If somebody wanted to help at the crab feed or get involved with you and maybe, you know, setting up locally or even going abroad or whatever, what would be the best way?
The best way right now would be to get a hold of me.
Do you want to give them your contact information?
Oh, yeah.
That would be wonderful.
Yeah, you could get my information. They could, if you know, right now you don't have a crab feed unless you sell tickets. So
right.
People are selling tickets. We have 1,000 tickets out there being sold. And we have, I would say probably maybe 700 right now. We have about 300 left.
How much are the tickets?
Wow.
$75 a ticket. They get a tri-tip crab, salad, bread. There's spirits there. They get coffee, water, bread. And we're going to do, we have 100 people selling 10 tickets. And they're making two gift baskets that are $50 plus in value. So some people will make a $50 basket and others will make, you know, certainly, do more than that. And that's great. Whatever anybody can do.
So where and when is this again?
It's going to be, October 21st, Reading Convention Center, Civic, I call it Civic Auditorium. your doors open at 5:30.
Can they buy tickets at the door?
No. They have to buy. It's organic. My wife's telling me what to do here.
Yeah.
I would be lost without her, especially
yeah. So they
can reach me at Coach Grandel, all lowercase, 777@gmail.com. And my cell number is 530-604-4771. They could send me a text and I could run them tickets.
And you welcome volunteers?
Absolutely.
It takes a lot of people to run
an event like this. Now, I'm fortunate because I did it so many years that I have a lot of my ex-football team moms and team dads helping me.
Awesome.
So we have barbecuers and kitchen people and, you know, setup people. And we have it really covered well, but we always need more people. So
okay.
We're hoping to serve 1,000 people. 1,000 people will have a great time, have a great meal. There'll be some silent auction things that would be fun to win, and it'll be a great event, a lot of fun, good food. But again, it's for the, I believe, the greatest cause of our time.
And that's like on a Saturday?
It's a Saturday.
And so 530-604-4771.
Mm-hmm.
And Coach Grandel, 777@gmail.com.
Yes, sir.
All right, very good.
Mm-hmm.
You did mention that some of the money will stay local for the prostitution stuff that's going on
here.
Yeah,
there's a small board, myself and a couple other volunteers, and then, of course, Jenny that owns the 501c3 will make no money goes to any administration. It all goes to the kids, but we'll break it down by size of the effort. So, you know, a portion will go to Cambodia, a portion to Madagascar, a portion to some Reading teams, the one I was on, that's going to go and support teams.
Do you work with the law enforcement here locally, too, as well?
We have not, no. This is more just a ministry team that has gone out, and Justice 180.
Have you considered?
We would love to get to know those people, and we're starting to get to know people that are on the streets here, Kimberly Johnson here in our town. And so we're getting to meet the people that are out there hustling and working to try to save kids.
Well, we're not a big city, so I don't know how prevalent it is here. I'm sure there's some of it.
It's bad.
Is it bad?
It's really bad.
I guess that shows you how much I know. But
yeah.
Well, you know, the I-5 is bad. It's
a corridor.
It's a big corridor, yeah.
Yeah. Well, and then you got Portland on one end and Seattle, and then on the other, and you got San Francisco, Los Angeles.
So Justice 180, if I'm speaking not out of turn here, I've just met them, but they go from L.A. to Washington over to Reno, like a triangle. So that's their battlefield.
I see.
And they had just, we had just met, my wife and I, a young lady that they rescued from Washington a couple weeks ago, and she's in a safe house here now.
Yeah. So they're trying to open the border so it's all open from Mexico to Canada with it.
It's real, and it's an evil thing, and we're gonna save a few starfish. I'm totally
out of line here, but all I can think of is death squads.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I feel about this. I mean, I feel that strongly that, you know, mm-hmm. I'm just thinking out loud, but that's how bad I think this is. I think that people that do this really have something wrong with them. I mean, there's
a lot of them. That's the scary part. It's not like few.
Well,
there's
then,
a lot but, of evilness.
I know, but
there.
When you start looking at like all these, like trying to groom the kids and the drag queen story hour, it's like what the. the heck is going on here? And that's coming down from on high, a lot of this stuff, where groups that are, you know, promoting that in our grade school.
Well, if you look, you've got Sean Ryan. He had a person on who is a investigator, and he was also somebody who was leading the efforts against the narcos and the cartels in Mexico. And what he ended up saying is, like, dude, anybody who was working that job and was working on it, they would have their families back in the United States. They'd get killed. And there was no joke. There is all kinds of people who are working with these people within our government, within our system, that are making lots and lots of money across the board on it. And now with everything that's taken place in China, there was also on the Sean Ryan show, Jim Caviezel, after The Sound of Freedom came on, and talks about how about $2 billion per annually of profits that are coming across into just America from these kids. But as far as the problems that are out there, the whole trade as an entirety, that's only half of it is what The Sound of Freedom shows. The other half is the half that actually is harvesting of organs of these children.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, half of it goes to the sex trades, and half of it goes to harvesting organs, and that portion's not
a lot of that Chinese Uyghur, you go back into all that stuff. Right. Yeah, I mean, and man, what did he
there's call? A lot. I mean, that's the overwhelming thing, but I believe that we can make a difference. I would like to say, because it's really important, and that is to put on a crab feed. You know, the cost of crab is $9 a pound right now, so it's cost probably $35,000-$40,000 to put on a crab feed this size. So we are asking for businesses to come alongside and offset that.
What about some place like the? I mean, I'm looking at the chat room. A couple of things: the Children's Legacy Center locally that just got a ton of money.
Awesome. We've talked to them, and you know we've met them. They're great people. Will they help us? I'm sure they will. You know, we've talked with them, but we have had a lot of businesses help us recently to offset the cost, so that our hope is that we can go into the event with all our bills paid. The people at the Reading Convention Center were so gracious on so many things. I can't even tell you how many things they did to help us get in there.
If a business was going to donate to you, who would they write the check to?
To Justice 180. They would write it to Justice 180.
Justice. And how do you, and now you say Justice 180. Is that spelled out like?
It's just Justice and then
the number
180.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I want to make sure.
So if a check, if someone was to want a seat, you know, and there's different options for that too. We'll have that information. I could bring it by, you know.
Would be great.
We're just getting it started. I think Carl has an email that has a lot of that on it. On the other show that comes on here. So,
and you can always email me some of this information as well. My email is kentmark, KENTMARK, really simple, at MSN.com.
And I see that you guys have a website here, justice180.org. You have a donate button on there as well, as well as a take action.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back to, if somebody wants to be part of your organization, you were talking like the prostitution rings around here. Are you the contact person if they were interested in being kind of like boots on the ground?
There's a lead person, and I would be a person that I could get them to connect to someone I'm not involved in those. My sole effort is just fundraising for this event based on my heart from a trip I went to Cambodia. That's it.
Okay.
You know, I'm just a football coach that was on a plane and had my heart broke and wanted to do something about it.
All right.
Yeah, but I've met a lot of people that I could connect some people to now, like the Reading team and Kimberly
the Children's Legacy.
Yeah, those people are awesome, because we had met with her early and we said, we know you're doing a lot in town. We don't want to step on your toes. And she was awesome. She said, no, man, go for it. We want you to, you know, the more the merrier, the more people helping kids, the better. So they were super gracious and great people.
What's the website address on that for the donations, Dave?
It's Justice 180.
I got just, well, I'm
Justice, JUSTICE 180.org.
Yeah.
I see what I did wrong.
Yeah.
So well, I can't even tell you if that's the right way to do it yet, but we just signed that with Jenny.
Well, if you can keep us updated,
and
we'll keep, putting it out there
for the event, you know,
exactly,
So I'll get information. We'll send you. We'll email.
And you can, just email. Yeah, just you can email me. Like I say, my email address is real simple, kentmark@msn.com. I'll give you a card.
Awesome.
Anything else that we should cover that you want to talk about?
No, I mean, we're just, we're just getting started, and I think that we're going to have a meeting Monday and see how we're doing ticket sales. My guess is we've sold half of them, which is great.
Yeah, let me know. Because
there are some
I'm
different
sure
options I
want
to give
to
you guys, because there's table options where it's a little bit of an upgrade, but you can be seated with your group. If you were just to buy a couple tickets, just you and your spouse, it would be open seating.
Okay.
But if you want to sit with your group, there's some upgrades and some business donation tables. And
is there
that
any limitation on how many crabs you can eat?
Well, no, I guess not. I mean, we have enough. We have 1,000 pounds of crab for 1,000 people.
Well, so. I've been losing weight lately, so I figure I gotta come back and make up for some lost time here.
I hope that we can feed everybody well. I think we can.
Yeah, keep the information coming, because people will contact me a lot of
sure.
times for
mm-hmm.
the tickets, or us for tickets and,
awesome.
And things
That'd
like
be
that.
Great.
So
yeah.
we need to know where we can go. And what
I do
the,
think it
like
will sell
for
out
tables,
soon.
We need to know
right.
what we can do for that, too.
Yeah. We'll get that. I'll bring it tomorrow. I'll bring it to the studio because I have a meeting tomorrow here, so I'll get that information to you guys.
Okay, I'll be in the studio on Tuesday, so I'll pick
awesome.
One of it up.
I can
That'll
leave
work.
It for you.
Yeah,
good.
That'd be great. Well, we appreciate you coming in and sharing the information.
Yeah,
with
appreciate
us.
You guys
you
and
guys, you bet.
Everybody in the battle. I feel your heart. You know, you get frustrated. How can we make a dent? But right now, our focus is just those teams, those three teams, and then. Hopefully law enforcement could do, you know, capture some people and put
well,
them away.
Well, it's kind of like the old adage of how do you eat an elephant, you know. You start chewing is what you got to
yeah,
do.
You got to do. And it is that size,
yeah.
unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we're gonna do our best to make a dent.
Good.
Well, all right. Well,
you.
Again, thanks a lot. And
thank
you can
you
always
guys.
Give me a call
in.
And we
yeah.
can go forward with it.
Appreciate you having me.
No
all right,
problem.
Very good. Honor.
All right, and with that, we'll go to a break, and we will pick up this conversation on the other side. You're listening to KCNO, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Yeah.
Working all day, overtime hours for bullshit pay, so I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to for people like me. People like you wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. All it is, living in the new world. With an old soul, these rich men know the rich men, Lord knows they all just want to have total control. Want to know what you think, want to know what you do. Look out for miners, and not just miners on an island somewhere. Lord, we got folks in the street.
Hi, this is Cindy at Lauk's Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Lauk's Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at laukslandscapesupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Lauk's Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
American Ironworks, specializing in custom fabrication from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
My head's been hurting, my back's been aching, the water's drying up and there's a hole in the making. People eating bugs cause they won't eat bacon. Doggone it. Needles in the streets, folks hardly surviving, on sidewalks next to highways full of cars self-driving. The poor keep hurting, the rich keep thriving, doggone it. There's a little town somewhere, the only thing you hear at night, that old mill humming. The only time traffic backs up, when that old sweet north southern.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, over the Free Fire Medium, community radio for the North State. Yeah, that's Oliver Anthony. I guess he's gone viral this week. He kind of took the front stage out ahead of Tom McDonald, so I talk about different genres. But Anthony Oliver would, you know, put out the went viral this last week, Rich Men North of Richmond. And that's a heck of a song. You should listen to it. He's very down home and folksy, if you will. But I think his music's pretty good. And so, where are we going next? We have so many things to talk about. It's ridiculous.
I've got one from Matt Wallace that I thought was pretty interesting.
Before we do that, real quick, I just want to say that Cinemark is still playing The Sound of Freedom over there. And you can still get tickets at 530-223-7755. They're daily, I guess. And there you go. So go ahead and take it off. Go ahead and take it away, Dave.
So this is one of those ones that may actually be within the same realm of it. You have the potential president, who is a right-wing candidate for the president of Ecuador. His name was Ferdinando Villancino. He'd been shot in the head and killed on the 9th of August. Now, people are asserting that the World Economic Forum did not like this man because he was not going along with their agenda, and the only person that's left is somebody who the World Economic Forum apparently seems to like quite a bit. Now, WEF themselves did come out and say that they did not like this man, they didn't want this bad thing to happen to this man, and that they condemn it. And right now, to date, there's about 6 people that are being arrested for it in connection with this assassination. It's pretty interesting stuff going on around the world right now, though.
Well, that's not right. It doesn't end, you know.
A ton of stuff going on. I mean, it's hard to wrap your head around it. We've got voter fraud things coming out here in Michigan.
Hot on that, yeah definitely.
It's all starting to come out. They can't hide this stuff, and people are going to alternative sources and, you know, start cross-referencing your facts, and pretty soon you can start coming up with the truth, at least get pretty close to it compared to the Prolo feed and the chewing gum for the mind that we've been getting for the last 30 years.
Well, and even with that, all right, so I've got one right here. 72% of all U.S. deaths reported in VAERS in 33 history of VAERS, over 70 vaccines, are from one vaccine, the COVID-19 vaccine. So the CDC has been maybe not telling us everything that we need to know.
Oh, no, that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, like you were saying.
What was that headline, Pfizer lied?
Yeah,
about,
I was just
going to
say
know?
That you were talking about earlier, executive falsely claimed that nobody was forced to have a vaccine.
Same.
Well,
yeah.
I guess if you can't keep your job, that's not forcing somebody.
If you can't keep your job, you can't play on the team, you can't do anything else. I got this one here from yesterday, which is just tragic. Top-ranked Alabama high school player dies suddenly during workout. He was 17.
Yeah, there's a lot of those athletes that are dying that we never hear about. I don't know what the number's at now, but it's up there.
Well, the next article, it's asking constantly, why is all cause of death for younger people up? And doctors are astonished. They don't know why.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, they also disable comments on all of these articles that are asserting the doctors are astonished and don't know why all of these young athletes and people like that are just keeling over of dying of heart problems. There happens to be a few doctors that are
the only
there.
One that got immunity when, about the, with this vax was the was Pfizer
and probably Moderna.
At least in the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean that's amazing how they passed the laws that you know you can't do anything to them for what they've done to people.
I mean some of this stuff. I get these headlines like U.S. considers sunblocking to cool the earth.
Oh yeah, that's Biden's new thing. You haven't heard that?
Yeah, but it's like okay, so we haven't been talking about geoengineering for a long time just because we're a bunch of conspiracy nuts, right? They haven't been spraying nothing. Nah, that couldn't happen. No, now they're talking about blocking the sunblocking. You know,
uh-huh.
It's like, are you kidding me? And geoengineering, it's like, do you believe for a minute that these guys haven't been involved in that crap at all?
Well, so this is kind of interesting to me. So this was in 2019, and this just kind of points to the end goal of all these folks. So you have the brought to you by Pfizer thing that we've played. Now, here's the other interesting thing. This was June 27, 2019. Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gillib joins Pfizer's board of directors back then. So you've got the FDA Commissioner, which, you know, kind of decides a lot of things about which drugs can go to market and what's going on, who just now just ends up happening to be on the board of directors for Pfizer? This seems to happen an awful lot if you start going back and looking through history. Kind of seems like it's the end goal retirement plan.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, when you start getting up to the top people, you know, whether it's Vanguard, BlackRock, it's the same thing, you know. They got people sitting on this board and that board, and again, you got 20 million companies, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing going on. They're not hiding anything, right?
Absolutely.
No.
Nothing
at all.
That's a conspiracy.
So he was the FDA commissioner from 2017 to 2019, and then from 2019 to the present. Good stuff.
Yeah, and they have no agenda. It's all for us to, you know, take care of us. They know better.
And meanwhile, this was from August 11th from CNN Business. U.S. inflation means families are spending $709 more per month than 2 years ago.
Oh, but it's getting better. It's getting better, don't you know?
Oh, the economy's getting gangbusters out there. It's all getting better, and all the numbers are getting better.
I mean, ever since Joe's been in office, it's gotten better.
Well, this is all Trump's fault. They're just trying to fix what Trump did. You hear people say that.
They believe it. That's the scary part.
Yeah, which part of the fact that when he closed down the pipelines and shut down our oil, but if you shut down Putin's, that's a way to stifle their economy. But if you shut down our oils, somehow that makes it better, you know. And you go on and on and on. The border, the this, the that, the businesses, the prosecutions. Yeah, go ahead. I mean,
yeah, jobs created in the first 30 months. Trump 4.9 million. Biden 2.1 million. Real family incomes, Trump up 6,400, Biden down by 4,000. Gas prices, Trump $1.87, Biden nearing $4. Actually, it's up nearing $5 now, I saw this morning. Mortgage rates are down 2.65. I don't know what mortgage rates are right now. at the time of this is 7%. Well, I think they're higher than that because they just raised them last week.
Well, they just raised the Fed rate this last week another 25 basis points, or the week before last week. And that's going to do nothing but going up. But, you know, it's like I posted a meme the other day that if you didn't lock in your 30-year at 2.6 in 2020, you're an idiot. because, you know, they're at 7 now. And climbing.
And climbing, yeah. I'm not even sure. I think it's higher than that. Like I say, they just raised the rate.
Well, the big thing to watch if you're into any of this stuff is the bond market, because the bond market is the big deal here. That's what's going to – if that skyrockets, and it looks like it might be heading up, we're at 4.158, and that's just in the last week or so.
Yeah.
And they keep trying to buy the treasuries and slam it down. At some point in time, this thing's going to spin out of control. Of course, this will all be Trump's fault because he's the devil, right? And, because, you know, everything that's happened since Biden took office is Trump's fault. That's who they should be investigating if you're stupid. I mean, that's really what we're talking about here.
Can't see about how much worse it is for the average Joe out there, or even not anybody. I mean, go to the store, go to buy anything. Yeah, your dollar goes a long ways, right? You get a lot for your money right now.
There's scores left in writing?
Not really. Not too much.
And in the meantime, too, the things that we have the Biden administration that are working on, so this came out yesterday, Biden wants to build housing for illegal immigrants at the border.
Sure he does.
President Joe Biden has reportedly asked Congress to approve a housing program for illegal immigrants at the southern border as part of his $40 billion emergency funding request. And so instead of closing the border, and there's been this big debate about the buoys over in Texas now lately.
So
we send 40-plus billion dollars to Ukraine to protect their border, but we won't protect ours. It's like $4.6 billion, right?
No, they want to open both borders. They want it all one big happy family between Mexico and Canada.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll own nothing and be happy. So I've got a little bit of a stats and hat tip from Nick. Inflation is up 3.2%. 54% of Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. A credit card debt tops $1 trillion.
Do those figures include food and gas?
Probably not.
Probably not.
Then we've got average family loses $33,000 in wealth based to the devaluation of assets and the dollar. America's draining their 401ks. That's 36%. That's up. So why are they draining their 401ks? Well, one of two things. Either they don't have any money and they have to drain their 401k so they have some money to live on, or they're pulling all their money out of the system, just like the banking system. We've had like a $200 billion drain on the banking system this last year because everybody's pulling their money out of the banking system because they're either broke and have to spend it, or because they don't trust the banking system anymore, and we've got banks that are lining up now that I haven't reported on it yet, but that's going to come here pretty soon.
We had a couple more close.
Well, you're going to see it's going to get worse and worse and worse. And, of course, this is all Trump's fault because of all of his economic policies, and Biden had nothing to do with it. He's just a victim of Trump's economics.
Now, it's funny to me because you have the U.S. Treasuries on course for a record year of inflows as investors are chasing some of the highest yields in months, piling into cash and bonds, according to Bank of America Corp strategists. They're making it sound like it's a good thing.
You got to understand, who's buying those bonds?
Mm-hmm.
Who's buying those bonds? It's not the American people. Who's going to buy a short-term bond with no interest on it at all, hardly, you know, as opposed to a long-term bond, you know? So what's happening is that the Fed is buying all the bonds. The big banks are buying all the bonds. They're buying all the bonds because that's how you're keeping the low-rated bonds. So because if the interest goes up on the bonds, guess what happens? Nothing gets stuffed into the stock market anymore, and the whole thing goes collapse.
So wait, you mean to tell me the Federal Reserve that issues the money is buying the bonds on their own money?
Yeah.
I mean, that'd be like me going and still opening a business and then buying my product from myself and saying I turned a profit.
Actually, it's kind of like Germany buying its bonds back before the big hyperinflation. It's called monetizing the debt because they can't sell the bonds to anybody
because wants them.
Nobody will buy them because investors go, are you kidding me? I'm buying that crap, you know, and so they won't buy them. So what happens is the bank starts buying their own bonds, starts buying the treasuries from the government, from the bank that Beelzebub built. And so that what happens is at some point in time, the inflation, there's only one or two ways out. Either the inflation goes off the charts, and kind of like what we're sort of seeing now, only worse and a lot worse, or what happens is the stock market collapses when you stop buying the bonds.
The transitory hyperinflation doesn't seem very transitory right now.
I'll tell you what.
Come on.
You know, the Fed is almost like listening to Kramer on MSNBC. If they say one thing about doing something, and
you better do the opposite. Dude,
if you don't do the opposite, you're a moron.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they don't get it wrong once in a while. They get it wrong every single time.
This is not financial advice.
Exactly. Please do the opposite of what we advise you to do.
Well, if you want to start making money, start doing what Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and all them do, because they're doing insider trading, and they've actually even now got a guy that's mirroring their trades, and so whatever they do, he sees, and that's what they're doing, and they're making money.
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, that was a big thing for a long time. People were seeing drastic returns year over year, like some stupid thing like 130%. How do you go in, you're making $70,000 a year, but at that end of the year, you actually end up showing $1.3 million of gains? How does that work? I kind of want to know that. That sounds like it would be nice.
So, I got
to... We do have a caller.
Oh, we do. I'm sorry. I didn't see it.
He just came in.
All right. Are you there, Stones? Good morning.
Hi. Real quick announcement.
Go.
If people like the idea of separating the county ballots and also putting in additional oversight over recall signature validations processes, the county board can do so. Government code 25201. Please contact your board of supervisors. Email in person doesn't matter. They're the ones that are going to make this happen. Thank you so much for the time today.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks for calling in.
Okay, so I'm contacting all my boards of supervisors right now. Anybody who's listening within earshot, I want you to implement that so that we get to the hand counting and the paper ballots, so that.
Well, that's separating them too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I want to follow that. They know what the strategy is. So, that's what we need to do, because we've been listening to Kathy, what's her face, over there at the voter registration office or register of voters doing what? Whatever Sacramento says is the right thing to do. Whatever the cheaters that have been cheating all along say is the right thing to do. I mean, nobody sees any anomalies in these elections at all the last few years. You know, I mean, come on. So we got to get it local. We got to get it to where, you know, we've got control of the elections locally, and the Board of Supervisors can do that. So contact your Board of Supervisors and tell them what you would like to do.
Or show up for our meeting on Tuesday. I know that they've got a couple different things, but you can always show up at the meeting and voice your opinion.
And gird your loins, because the Marxist meatheads show up. And I don't know, maybe they know something we don't. No, that's not it.
So I do have some good news. Left-wing groups are scrambling for cash, laying off workers in droves.
What do you mean? Affects them too now? Wow!
Numerous left-wing groups have cut spending and laid off staff, while others have struggled with funding amid ongoing economic turmoil. Some of the groups cited the current hardships in fundraising, while others stated they are merely reorganizing. According to multiple reports, the left-wing organizations are letting go of significant portions of their workforces as they adopt new strategies. Well, Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg and his wife Priscilla Chan's philanthropic organization, Chan Zuckerberg Initiative, laid off dozens of employees in a restructuring effort on Wednesday.
Well, that's what's so dumb about this whole thing. It's like this headline here, Washington, D.C. councilman calls for National Guard amid surging murder.
The guns.
Because their policies are really working well, and this is all Trump's fault. That's the answer.
You mean their money isn't worth more than my money? And
Well, and honestly, too, I was really kind of disappointed at the Supreme Court this last week, because this last week they did end up upholding an initiative that bans ghost guns, the quote-unquote ghost guns. Those are unserialized weapons, or weapons that are printed on a 3D printer, for instance. So this is from them. The application presented a stay for justice for Justice Alito by him referred to the court is granted on June 30th, 2022. For 2023, July 5th, the judgment of the United States District Court for the Northern District of Texas, insofar as they vacate the final rule from the Bureau of Alcohol and Tobacco, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, are staying pending the disposition of the appeal in the United States Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit in deposition of the petition for the writ of Centauri. But basically, they're siding with them on it right now, at least to begin with. Hopefully, they don't continue down this road on that, but so far, it's not really looking great.
Well, here's another thing. There's a Texas meat company that is not going to vaccinate the beef. They told them, no, we will not do it. I will shut my company down before I do it. Well, I will not comply.
Also, fake meat sales are plummeting. Amid falling demand. Gee, who knew? Beyond Meat was founded in 2009 to fight climate change. Do you believe these people? So making fake meat and makes climate change better.
At our local Walmart over here, they had the Beyond Jerky that was all on clearance, and who could have possibly seen that coming? Like, you really want a non-meat meat, non-jerky meat thing.
So Gates and the World Economic Forum, who knew, colleagues hope to significantly reduce meat consumption, but not for them, I'm sure, by 2030 and phase it out completely. So you'll be meatless by 2050. And investigative journalist said that the global real meat industry is forecast to rise as high as 7% annually. I guess that's because if you keep printing money, it becomes worthless. You have to raise your prices. But who knew?
All right. Well, we're to the end of the show, folks.
Well, I guess so.
Government
is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is the dangerous servant.
And we'll see you next week.
Come join us for a night of dinner and auction. Shasta County Republicans present Denim and Diamonds Fundraising Dinner, supporting Republican candidates at the county, state, and national level.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.